It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, we meet a Wisconsin-born jazz musician whose latest album comes out tomorrow. It's called Spark.
First, the Marquette Law School released a new poll today that surveyed Wisconsinites on a variety of topics, from their first choice for a presidential nominee to their feelings on the state's 20-week abortion ban.
The poll sampled more than 800 registered Republican and Democratic voters from around the state in order to create a snapshot of the views of Wisconsin voters.
This is the school's first political poll since April, and a lot has changed. Since then, Governor Walker officially joined the presidential race, and Donald Trump's popularity as a candidate has exploded.
Joining us now is Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School Poll and professor of law and public policy at Marquette University. He's also the co-founder of Pollster.com and founder of PollsandVotes.com. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back.
So according to this most recent poll, 25% of voters who are or lean Republicans say Governor Walker is their choice for the presidential nomination. How has that changed since April?
Well, back in April, it was at 40%, so it's come down quite a bit. Now, as you said, a lot has changed. Donald Trump wasn't even in the race in April, and Ben Carson has gone from 5% in April to 13% now. Finally, back in April, a lot of the candidates weren't officially announced or were just testing the waters. So it's not surprising that we see a good bit of change, but it's also striking that aside from Walker and Carson, every other candidate is in single digits. We're really seeing a wide spread of support across the field.
So we discussed earlier in the program that Governor Walker's national poll numbers are declining. Why do you think he is slipping both nationally and in Wisconsin?
Well, I think part of it is competition from other candidates. He started off with a breakout performance in late January and followed that up with rising poll numbers in Iowa and nationally. But starting in the late spring, we saw his numbers start to decline as other candidates got in the race and divided the vote more. It's fair to point out that that's also true of other candidates like Marco Rubio, who had a rise and a fall, and Chris Christie, who's been sliding for some time. But having said all of that, the more recent developments, of course, are the Donald Trump phenomena in national polling. Here, Trump only polled at 9%, so he's not the breakout figure here in Wisconsin, at least as of now, that he has become in some other states and in the national polls.
So let's look at the Democratic side. Hillary Clinton is in front with 44% of the vote. Has that changed much since your last survey?
There, too, it's dropped off from 58% in April to 44% now. But here the change of candidates is, if anything, even more dramatic. In April, Bernie Sanders wasn't even in the race. He's now in and getting 32% support. Also, back in April, we asked about Elizabeth Warren, who has since made it clear that she's not running. And so she got 14% back in April and now is out of the race altogether. The one constant is Vice President Biden, who gets 12% in both April and in this new August poll. The other Democratic candidates are all at 1% or below.
So do you think Bernie Sanders might be a credible threat to Hillary Clinton?
Well, at this point, he certainly looks like a credible threat here. You know, at 44 to 32, she's still clearly leading him. But we're still waiting to find out how substantial the Sanders phenomena will be and whether he can maintain it over the course of the fall. And we haven't had a Democratic debate yet and won't for a while. So I think the Democratic race is still in the early stages of shaping up. That said, Sanders is showing some real appeal in Wisconsin among Democratic voters.
So if Hillary Clinton ends up being the ultimate Democratic nominee, do you have a sense from this latest poll how she would fare against top Republicans that are in the field?
She's leading against all four Republicans we tested this time. ranging from a 5-point lead over Jeb Bush, 10 points over Walker, 12 points over Ted Cruz, and 16 points over Donald Trump. Those numbers show Clinton with everything from a slight edge at 5 points to a pretty substantial edge. But all of those numbers are a bit tighter than they were when we asked about three of those candidates back in April. We did not ask about Trump in April. And so you see the race tightening a bit by 2 or 3 or 4 percentage points.
Another election that will be coming up is for the U.S. Senate seat that is currently held by Ron Johnson. He is being challenged by former Senator Russ Feingold. Who's leading in that contest, according to your poll?
Well, there it's tightened a good deal. Feingold has 47% to Johnson's 42% in this poll. In April, when we asked about the race, was shortly after Feingold announced that he would run. And at that point, Feingold had 54% to Johnson's 38%. So a difference of 16 points has now become a difference of 5 points. That's certainly a substantial tightening of that race.
And we will be actually hearing from Russ Feingold at 3 o'clock tomorrow here on Central Time. Let's look at the approval ratings for what kind of job Governor Walker is doing. How do state residents feel about that?
Well, here he's showing the lowest approval rating in the Marquette poll that we've been doing since January 2012. We only began polling that month, and so we don't have any data from his first year in office from the Marquette poll. But in this poll, he's at 39% approve, 57% disapprove, and that is the worst that we have seen him. Back in April, it was 41 approve, 56 disapprove. So he's just slightly gone down since April. But if we jump back to October, just before the election, it was 49% approval, 47 disapproval. So that's a 10-point decline since October of 14 in approval and a 10-point increase in disapproval over that time.
Is that common, do you feel, when a candidate is running for a higher office? Does their popularity, when they're spending a lot of time maybe out of the state doing other campaign things, does their popularity tend to go down?
It often does, and we're certainly seeing it this year with Governor Christie in New Jersey and Governor Jindal in Louisiana. I have not seen recent polling in Ohio for Governor Kasich, who's otherwise been polling fairly well there. But certainly in our data, we find only 33% of respondents say they like the idea that Walker's running for president. 63% say they don't. Now, of course, that includes a lot of Democrats in the sample who you would not expect to be pleased with him running. But among core Republicans, support is strong. 70% say they like that he's running. Just 28% say they don't.
Charles, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you.
That was Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll, giving us the scoop behind the poll's latest findings.